Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting third. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The DH, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roy Smith. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Yount takes first base on ball four. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gladden hits a pop-up towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin takes first base on ball four. Gaetti moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brock is hit by the pitch. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Harper and he is out, Newman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne strikes out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Laudner takes first base on ball four. Harper moves to second. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball towards left. Braggs catches it and throws to second to double up Harper. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Felder for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Larkin hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. One out. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Felder goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount is walked intentionally. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Laudner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Laudner hits a pop-up towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Newman reaches second base with a double. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Puckett is walked intentionally. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Shields now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Castillo moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Castillo moves to third. Harper moves to second. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Felder steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Felder moves to third. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Felder scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Knudsen now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 3 in the game. Gladden hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Felder. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. 2 outs. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Lee Tunnell now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Deere is 0-for-3 in the game. Deere hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive beyond short. Sheffield can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Newman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Newman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-4 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Newman moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newman moves to third. Gladden moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newman tags and scores. Gladden tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Tony Foss is now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 6-3, Twins. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Larkin moves to third. Castillo moves to second. It's 7-3, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Moses now playing right field. Gary Wayne now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Felder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Felder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.